Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Roosevelt ran on a platform that he wasn't going to send American boys to go die in another European war. Boom, he wins the presidency. He's back in the White House, and now he's going to go start a war against Germany? Not likely. At least not without much more setup.
And I had to learn the melody and the lyric at the same time, because also, like, if I wrote it down but I didn't, like, learn the melody, I would forget it.
Mm, absolutely.
And the worst thing is to write a whole song and forget the melody that goes with that lyric.
I actually did what a lot of entrepreneurs do in the beginning, which is I cashed out my 401k, I cashed out my pension, I took out every dime I had saved from teaching. And I had recently rehabbed a house with my dad, and I sold that.
Find your new favorite podcast today with samples from Hardcore History, Triloquy, and I Just Wanna. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. History isn't quick. It happens one day, one moment, one person at a time. So if you want the whole picture, it can take quite a while to develop. But if you have the time and the interest, there's really no better podcast for you than Hardcore History. Hosted by radio personality turned historian Dan Carlin, Hardcore History isn't your mother's history podcast. It boasts some of the most listened to podcast episodes of all time, and not by accident. Using his distinctive voice and narrative style, Carlin weaves historical information with difficult contextual questions and Twilight Zone style twists to illuminate the power and the continuing relevance of the past for the present. Carlin dives deep into some of the most significant moments in human history, exploring the evil, the empathy, and the vivid highs and lows that have led us to our current moment. With episodes ranging anywhere from 2 to 6 hours, you'll be completely and totally immersed in the politics, cultural, and social context of important historical triumphs and failures. Experience history as you've never heard it before on Dan Carlin's epic history podcast, Hardcore History. Let's give you a sample, nowhere near that length of a sample, but a short one from the latest installment of Hardcore History's most recent series, Supernova in the East. For the series, Carlin zeroes in on the bloody, gruesome Pacific theater of World War II, focusing mainly on Japan, where he explores both the bitter years of fighting and the conditions in Asia and the Pacific that led up to this eruption of violence. In this snippet, Carlin sets the political stage just after Pearl Harbor, where conflicting allegiances and neutralities would soon lead to a massive escalation of violence.
Now, when these two capital ships go down, December 10th, 1941, you have a fantastically weird and interesting situation in global affairs going on. And I find it interesting that more attention isn't paid to it, because the alternative history potential is just wild. But you don't have the Second World War going on as we understand it today yet. You have two global, or maybe you could say hemispheric, wars going on at the same time, involving some but not all of the same participants, and often in different combinations. For example, the British and friends, that's how I'll put it, the British and friends and allies without the U.S. are already fighting the Germans and the Italians and the smaller Axis powers. Now, after December 7th, December 8th, they're fighting the Japanese too. The Germans are fighting the British and allies and friends, and they're also fighting the Soviets. The Soviet Union are fighting the Germans, but not fighting the Japanese. The Japanese are not fighting the Soviet Union, but are fighting the Chinese, and now have attacked the British and friends, and now have attacked the United States. The United States is fighting the Japanese because the Japanese attacked them, but they're not fighting the Germans. Well, we know there's an undeclared sort of war going on with submarines on the East Coast, and the U.S. is pushing the boundaries of neutrality by helping where they can, but there's no official war going on against the Germans, right? And the Germans didn't bomb Pearl Harbor, So you have this weird situation that might have continued for quite a bit longer. And it's interesting to speculate how it might have gone had it continued longer. Because remember the state of affairs in the United States at this time. This is the end of the period, and I hate this, but that's often referred to in the history books as the isolationist period of American history. It's if you look at public opinion polls, it's definitely getting more interventionist, but I guess coming from a low point. There are a lot of people that don't want to go to war in Europe. Franklin Roosevelt, who is now in his third term, which is unprecedented. We still haven't had a president who's served more than two. And that worries people who never liked Roosevelt to begin with, right? He's like, you know, a third term. Is he ever leaving office? Roosevelt ran on a platform that he wasn't going to send American boys to go die in another European war. Boom, he wins the presidency. He's back in the White House. And now he's going to go start a war against Germany? Not likely. At least not without much more setup.
A sample of the epic podcast, Hardcore History with Dan Carlin. Explore the figures, the drama, and the deep questions that make world history such a rich, complex field of study on Hardcore History. Available on WVXU's Podcast Central. So, if you now need a break from Hardcore History, this week's new podcast is sure to be much more chill. Hosted by longtime radio personality Scott Blankenship and professional orchestral musician Garrett McQueen, Triloquy is a classical music podcast that brings you true and real stories from the fringes of classical music. Each week, Triloquy sits down with composers, educators, musicians, and more who are shaking up the classical world today and making the classical world of tomorrow. Featuring thoughtful, candid conversations and phenomenal live and studio performances, Triloquy is the perfect place to relax with some great musicians and even better people. You'll learn about everything from music theory to music therapy as Scott and Garrett explore the many ways that music, especially classical music, continues to impact the lives of millions of people around the world. Here's a snippet for you from the episode of Triloquy called Good Old Day. The episode features Nigerian-born artist Kashima Ayu. She joins Garrett and Scott in a discussion of the craft of songwriting as it applies to classical music and later performs two of her original songs live in studio. In this clip, Ahu chats about the history of her songwriting process.
The influences, they're influences that I'm finding out like now and as I study more of like the history of Nigerian music and African music and go back and look at like some of the people that I grew up listening to,
yeah,
not like actively like, let me dissect this song.
Sure, and
But like, actually listening to and being like, okay, I see where that comes into my music now. You know, it's just something that's there that I have to like recognize and be happy and be proud of.
Mm-hmm. When you write, does the guitar work come first or the lyrics?
Okay, I'm gonna go back again. You guys are bringing up so many memories. I did not start off writing with any instrument at all.
Oh, okay.
My dad had an old guitar in the house, like an old Yamaha. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Yamaha.
Sure.
If you want to pay me.
Yeah, because they're not paying me. So,
wasn't that everybody's first guitar? Like the Yamaha that was sitting in the corner?
It was the popular one that went around the world.
I think you could get it at Sears. That's why.
In a catalog.
Yeah.
So my husband's mother has like one of those Sears catalogs. Funny. It's like $5 for a guitar or something.
Okay.
He had that, but it was like off bounds, you know, like we didn't
do
play
not
with
touch it or you're going
to
get a spanking.
Right. Like you don't touch it, you don't pluck a string or else. So we had a lot of respect for the instrument. So when I started out writing, I didn't have an instrument. So a lot of it besides my voice. So that was the only thing that I could write with. So I started off just writing melody and lyric at the same time. Mm. And I had to learn the melody and the lyric at the same time because also, like, if I wrote it down but I didn't, like, learn the melody, I would forget it.
Mm, absolutely.
And the worst thing is to write a whole song and forget the melody that goes with that lyric. And so a lot of my songs I had, like pages and pages and books of songs where it was like I wrote the melody, I learned the song in my head and like had to printed into my DNA before I had to like move on to the next song.
That was Triloquy from Garrett McQueen and Scott Blankenship. If you're looking for a podcast on the state of modern classical music, Triloquy will be music to your ears. Check it out now on WVXU's Podcast Central. You've heard it before, misery loves company. But that doesn't have to be a bad thing. Sometimes when you're going through hard times, it's nice to hear from people in the same boat so you don't feel alone. Well, that's exactly the idea behind our local podcast this week, I Just Wanna. Hosted by Cincinnati-based actors Lisa DeRoberts and Patrick Phillips, I Just Wanna can help you take your lukewarm dreams and turn them into full-on reality. No matter what size your goals are, there's always a lot to learn from your peers. Instead of listening to big shots tell you what they think you should do, you'll hear from people just like you who are grinding it every day to get where they want to be. On I Just Wanna, Lisa and Patrick and all their hardworking, dream-achieving guests will help you turn your I Just Wanna into I Just Did. Here's a sample for you from the episode of I Just Wanna featuring Cincinnati small business owner Molly Reckham-Nagel. Molly is the owner of the OTR Nail Salon Spruce Nail Shop. On the episode, she joins the show to talk about how she made the leap and remained flexible during her successful but difficult first few years. In this clip, she talks about how she tries to differentiate her shop from the traditional nail salons.
So, I have never had my nails done. So, could you give me, as someone who's ever been there, what is the environment like? Like, what is, or at least the environment that you try to create? Yeah. Can you paint the picture?
So, I think what's really different about Spruce, and usually the first thing people say when they come in, is that it doesn't smell like a nail salon when you come in, and that's because, you know, we're not using acrylics, so there's no, like, acrylic dust going around. There's no, like, really heavy chemical smells. So you don't get that kind of, like, hit when you come in of, like, that typical nail salon. And then our pedicure stations look very different. It's actually just, like, a relaxing, like, chair that you'd see in, like, somebody's home. And we use, like, basins that we don't do any jets or anything like that. So it's not those typical, like, big massage chairs and jet baths kind of thing.
From, like, 95.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different look. Like,
but that's kind of the image that I go to.
Well, I think that's probably what most people think of as a nail salon. I think, you know, there's so many more, even since we've opened, have, like, started popping up around the United States. And I think people are really kind of looking at the experience in a different way, which is a good thing. Like, I don't see that as competition. I see that as, like, everyone kind of adapting to, you know, a different environment. And, it's I think, a lot better for the client and for the staff.
Sure. So you're located over the Rhine. Can you talk about the logistics of going from that first business to Spruce? You know, what were the challenges there? Like, whether it was, like, monetary or finding people to back the idea as well?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, because I actually get asked that a lot, like how Spruce came to be. And for me, it was really important that I didn't want to take on any investors, but I knew we needed a lot of money to start it. So I actually did what a lot of entrepreneurs do in the beginning, which is I cashed out my 401k, I cashed out my pension, I took out every dime I had saved from teaching. And I had recently rehabbed a house with my dad, and I sold that. And so took all that money and just put everything into Spruce. So there really was no, like, well, if this doesn't work out, you know, what are you going to do? So it was like I was all in.
It was like all chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the
from
table.
The very beginning. Wow. So I think doing things like that really lights a fire under you when you're like, I'm literally putting everything on the table
Absolutely.
For this.
Yeah.
Our local Cincinnati podcast, I Just Wanna, with Lisa DeRoberts and Patrick Phillips. Hear more from people with big dreams who are working to achieve them and get motivated with I Just Wanna, the new podcast available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Before we wrap up today, let's do our usual quick check on the Apple Podcast charts to see what's hot across the country by iTunescharts.net. It's another, ready for it, true crime podcast this time. After more than two decades of rumors and secrets, the question still remains, who killed Denise Johnson? Debuting this month, it's the new podcast series, Counterclock, an investigative journalist, revisits her small coastal town in North Carolina to dive deep into a 22-year-old cold case murder and arson that's marred the image of where she grew up. The investigative series reveals new clues, never before heard interviews, and tracks down potential suspects in the case. It's called Counterclock, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Counterclock and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.